Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your question, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca and we'll answer them on the next Saturday show. We are the 2023 Consumer Choice Award winner. We have 718 people following us on Facebook, up to, so keep following us. We are looking for hometown hero nominations, so if you know someone who is making a difference in our community by serving others, please call the office or email us to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca. So the Maple Leafs, you know, just the inevitable is going to happen, but they're stretching it a little bit?
Well, I mean, since we're taping today and there's an important game tomorrow, or which will be yesterday when you hear this, I don't know if they're playing golf or not at this point in time. I know that they extended their life by winning in Florida, which was an important game, and they played well. You know, I just, hats off to the kid, Wohl, who's the goalie, who was thrown in halfway through the other, on Sunday's game, and really played well, but he did quite well. But I mean, but he also had, like, the team was behind him, because I mean, they blocked a lot of shots in front of that kid. So I mean, they played well. They played like they wanted to win, so that was good to see. So yeah. Who knows? Hopefully they're still playing, and if not, they'll be on the golf course.
Now, what was these two London Knight players going after each other?
Well,
at the end of the game.
Well, the end of the game, Montour took a cheap hit on Riley, and then, which I don't understand, because, you know, are there no penalties after the whistle blows after the third period? And then there was two people on Riley punching him, and then Tkachuk just decided to punch Mitch in the face, and Mitch just stood there as he was kind of hitting him, right? And I thought, well, this is interesting, and I just don't understand. So I don't know if there'll be any penalties because of that, or how they handle that. But yeah,
well, I thought hey, London Knight guys, why are you beating each other up? Beat somebody else.
That used to be the line. That was the big line. So what's Tkachuk doing is just trying to
Just trying to get under Marner's skin. But Marner knows him. So
yeah, Marner just sat there and went, oh, "You're an idiot."
Yeah, that's right. And of course, our Knights are in the OHL playoff.
Yes.
Again, they're playing tonight as we're taping this on Thursday, so hopefully they'll do quite well.
And who are they playing?
They're playing the Peterborough
Petes.
Okay, oh, see, I'm having trouble to decide who I'm gonna, you know, cheer for.
Oh, I see. Really? Okay.
So,
really?
So it is a challenge at that point.
Why, because it's, are they your namesake
team,
right, or something?
You know, they named them after me.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, we also had an unfortunate circumstance happen this week.
We did. I mean, yeah, it's awful.
Yep. So we had a break-in occur, and they took a computer, a tablet, but the most important thing, my Curling Canada backpack, which has traveled the world with me and
Yes.
Been to the Olympics in Pyeongchang, been to Beijing, you know, it's been all over.
Yeah, you know, I hear you're getting a new bag, so it's not like you should be, you know, it's not the bag, but I hear you're getting a replacement bag, right?
Yep, my friends at Curling Canada saw my post as I put it out on Facebook for them to try to see if anybody saw it, because it's got the unique logo on the front of the backpack, so
right,
it would be pretty easy to spot. And they saw that, and Brody reached out to me and said, you know, Curling Canada is going to give you a replacement. It won't be the same. And you know how you get those backpacks or things you carry on airplanes, that you find that one that just kind of fits you and it's comfortable. Unfortunately, it won't be that one, but it was very nice that they did offer that up.
I'll say yes.
So
yes,
I appreciate it, and we will be working. We'll still be hunting it down. You guys were out walking the fields around their shop.
We saw some very interesting there. Yes.
So we'll keep looking for it. I know somebody's been trying to use it and get into different accounts because I get notifications, but you know, it's just one of those things that you really feel like, you know, why, what was the reason? And they broke into a neighbor's down, a couple of units down as well. So
yeah, so and but yeah, when we walked around, I mean, there's certainly some homeless issues in our neighborhood. So when we went for a walk, we didn't find your bag, by the way, but we found a lot of other things. But yes.
Now, so if you're following me, you might see me looking on the grass and, you know, around things as I'm driving along. I would check down the Air Veterans Memorial today.
Oh, yeah.
When I came up that way. Yeah. Looking and just trying to locate it and see if I could find it.
But yeah.
Who Let's knows?
Keep your fingers crossed. You yep. know, is, now, was there anything important inside of it?
Just again, stuff that you had picked up around
okay.
at different places around the world, but
so keepsakes.
That, yeah, nothing that you know, it's really bothersome. There was a couple of jump drives that maybe had pictures and stuff on it.
Oh, but, okay. But well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you didn't save those pictures anywhere?
No, they were saved on the jump drive, and I figured my backpack would never go missing. So
right,
That you just deal with it and move on and start to get the things replaced. We already got the front door fixed, and my window will be 4 or 6 weeks before it's fixed. But
yeah, but there's but at least you've got it's all boarded up and it's secure, and I mean, do you really need a window?
Yeah, it's dark in there. When I walked in, I thought, why is it so dark in here? Oh, yeah, you got a piece of plywood over your window.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And they don't make the blinds anymore. 1-inch aluminum blinds.
Oh, don't they?
No. So I had to get 2-inch aluminum blinds.
Oh, but, so it's going to be, well, the fancy blinds.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm stepping it up a little bit there.
It sounds like it, yeah. Sounds like it's going to be a good thing, yeah. Yeah.
But so that was our excitement and a long night.
It really was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a long night for me, but apparently it was a long night for you because you know, we all came in on Wednesday morning for our meeting, and you'd been here all night long.
Yeah, with Tundra protecting me.
Yes.
With the dog and making sure that you know, I was safe and everything was good. It even barked at the policeman when he showed up, and I said, "That's good, Tundra."
But yes, unfortunate.
Yep. So from 12:30 till 6:30, that was when the police finally came. And then the glass guy came about, I think it was around 8 o'clock when he finally came to board up the windows and start that process. So thank you to Provincial Glass for looking after that and taking care of that. And Brett over there, we appreciate that. And the assistance he gave, and Trish with the insurance company for the assistance she's giving to make sure that everything gets looked after and taken care of.
Right.
So we had a few people calling in saying, you know, what's my humidity level in my home? Why isn't my humidifier running? Really, this time of year, your humidifier shouldn't be running.
No.
And you should be turning it off.
It should be turned off, yes.
So what do they got to do to turn that off?
Well, there's a couple things. If it's controlled at the thermostat or something, then you can simply just turn it off there. Sometimes you really look at the hose that feeds the humidifier. If it's plastic, I mean, you're going to want to get that changed, but if you're not going to get that changed, you need to turn that valve off during the summer months, because there was an instance where a customer had his he was away for the weekend, and that little tiny quarter inch line popped off that bushing, because it was a quarter inch plastic, and it proceeded to empty water into the basement until they got home a couple of days later. And that little tiny quarter-inch line put about 3 inches of water in that basement.
Yeah.
So it's important that, I mean, if it's a copper line, and it's a ball valve, you can turn it off, but you may want to mark where the ball valve is so you can turn it back on to the right position. You don't want to open those humidifier valves open fully. There's no need to do that because you're probably pushing too much water through that humidifier. So if you're going to turn off the water valve, mark it with a Sharpie or something as to what position it's in, or you can just leave it, turn the dial off, there's also a damper in the humidifier. It'll say summer and winter on it. Just put it to the summer position, which closes the damper, so no air can come through from the furnace system through that humidifier during the summer.
So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. So we were talking a little bit about humidity. So this
right.
time of year, humidity is going to be low.
Right.
Because we got rain, spring, water everywhere, lots of humidity in the air. But it's even going to get higher than that in the winter. So how do I reduce my humidity in the winter?
Well,
in the summertime.
So humidity levels, as the weather warms up, we can hold more humidity in the air. So you'll start to see if you've been watching it on your thermostat, if you start to see that humidity start to climb, depending on what's going on outside, I mean, it can push upward to 60, 70, 80% in your house. So people start turning on dehumidifiers, and typically they do that. They'll run them in the basement, and they'll let those run, and then they either have to empty that bucket or they've got them running directly into a hose. But keep in mind that your air conditioner is actually a dehumidifier. So as this weather gets warmer and you set your air conditioner up or your heat pump these days, so either your air conditioner or your heat pump, you set those up, they will start acting like a dehumidifier. So you set your cooling and whatever temperature you want in the house, because it really pushed up to some pretty warm weather yesterday. So people's air conditioners were running. And so as that air conditioner is running, it's starting to dry the air in the house, because that's part of the whole comfort issue. You know, not only do you want to feel cool, but you don't want to feel damp. So that air conditioner is going to cool the air as well as remove the moisture inside of it as well.
And that's why you need a drain or a condensate pump with
something.
An air conditioner, because it will remove, you know, 5-10 gallons of water out of the house.
Or a heat pump. So
yeah,
some people, please keep in mind that with all this talk about heat pumps these days, you don't need a heat pump in addition to your air conditioner. If you would replace your air conditioner with a heat pump, and that heat pump does the same thing. It will need a drain just like your air conditioner does, because it dehumidifies in the summer as well as it cools.
And now there's two programs out there that you can get a rebate or money back.
Yes.
For the putting in a heat pump,
Absolutely.
Pulling out your air conditioner, putting in. One is the Greener Home.
Right.
Which is you can get up to with qualifying equipment.
Well, you're well schooled now. Look at that.
$6,500.
Yes.
Even you can go up to about $7,700, but you need to have an energy audit done before you do the work.
That's correct. Yes.
And then after all the work is done.
Right.
And then there's another called the Clean Home
Initiative. Yeah.
And you can get up to $4,500 on that one with qualifying equipment.
That's correct. And you have to be in the right postal code for that one.
Right.
So that's two programs that Enbridge is managing. One's a federal program that they're managing. The other one is one that is a provincial program that they're managing. And so the provincial program really has, it has restrictions, but has less restrictions than the federal program. So, I mean, there's...
And you don't need audits.
You don't need audit for that one, no. But
yeah.
You need to be in the right postal code. So... that postal code area is the London area. So unfortunately, you listeners in St. Thomas or a surrounding area like Strathroy or Woodstock, or I'm sorry, this is just for the fine people of London that they get to benefit from this program.
You know, or Jamaica. You know, we got
what?
Listeners all over the world here with our podcast. You know, so Jamaica, you know,
I don't know
Pyeongchang,
how, I don't know how
South
many,
Korea.
I don't know how many heat pumps we'd sell in Jamaica.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
They don't really need a lot of heat, so a heat pump would work very well down there.
Well, it would work well, but they don't need the heat, so is it an oversell? Maybe. Hard to say.
Yeah. So, but there's, now they talk about all electric heat pumps.
Right.
So what's the difference between a heat pump and an all electric heat pump?
Okay, so what's going on is there's hybrid heating systems, and the hybrid heating system, just like the automobile, is it's got a gas portion and an electric portion. So both these systems qualify an all-electric system or a hybrid system. So the hybrid system is a gas furnace with a heat pump. Cold climate combinations get you more money than just standard heat pumps. And then there's the all-electric systems, and all-electric systems are, instead of a gas furnace, you're going to have an electric furnace as your backup. And people go, ooh, that's going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind that there has to be a backup system for a heat pump, because as it gets colder outside and the temperatures start plummeting, sometimes there's not enough heat out there available for that heat pump to transfer into the home. So you need a little bit of backup or a little addition just to keep the house at the temperature you desire. So you can either use natural gas or propane or as your backup, or you can go to an all-electric and use electricity as your backup. So both systems qualify for these rebates. Keep in mind that if you're going to all-electric, you're probably going to need to have at least a 200-amp electrical service into your home, because you're not going to be able to do it with a 100-amp service.
And so that may be another cost you have to look at when you're looking at the total cost of this job.
That's right, because if you have to go from 100 amp to 200 amp, that's a cost to you as well.
And so a lot of people say, yeah, but Steve, it costs too much money for electricity. You know, that's why we use natural gas.
Well, and that might have been true a few years ago, but if you look at your gas bill lately and you're wondering why it's kept on going up, is natural gas prices have gone up significantly, as well as the carbon tax on top of that gas bill. So, and that is going to continue to rise. They are not stopping on this. They want people to make the switch, so they're going to make it uncomfortable in your pocketbook in order to get you to change to using more electricity and burning less fossil fuels. So that's just the mandate.
It's kind of the same thing they're doing with electric cars versus gasoline,
yes.
You know, and trying to get people to switch to that. And
yes.
So it's the exact same thing that we're working on.
Yeah, and I use a hybrid here, and, you know, I certainly use less fuel than anybody else in the building. Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't drive as much as you and use less fuel.
Oh, so, okay, yes, yeah. You don't drive as much, but, I mean, considering everybody else that drives, I think I drive a lot, but I use the least amount of fuel.
I'm thinking of going to bicycles.
Are you?
With a little carrying thing, you can put your stuff in the front.
Are they going to be e-bikes?
No,
they have to be.
Oh, no. Pedal power.
Okay.
Keep you in shape. You know, this is our exercise program.
You have to pedal e-bikes regardless, right? Yeah. We're going to be shrinking our service area, though, apparently.
Grand Bend to Port Stanley, you know. Strathroy. I don't know if they. Can you put a bike on the 402?
No, not legally. No.
Yeah. Well, we may have to relook at that.
And you might have to put some pretty significant flashers just so people see us on the. You know, so they can know that we're there, right?
Yellow flashers.
Whatever, as long as they're visible.
Yeah. Well, and I should thank Zubix. Zubix is going to get us our metal bin, and I was talking to him at the Knights game, and he says, "Would you like it yellow?" I said, absolutely, we'd like it yellow. So he's
Oh, and when is that arriving?
This week or next week, he's going to paint it yellow. And I said, well, then I'll put a decal on it. Whoa, we're still putting the Zubix decal on it. I said, I know that, but I'll just put another one on.
Hey, don't you want a great big one that says, Peter Inch Associates, as it's driving it back to Zubix, and they can see it, and that's advertising for us.
Yeah. Exactly. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. If you missed the first part of this show, you can always go to our website, peterinch.ca, and you can hit the podcast button at the top of the homepage. Or if you're in the car,
yes,
you can go. We're on all the podcast streamings, so you can go there and listen. And we have a couple of extra shows that we throw on the podcast, you know, talking about heat pumps, talking about the install, why it's so important. So check us out on your podcast network.
Always.
You're limping a little bit. You look a little sore.
I was a little stiff this morning. I was stiff on Thursday morning. I get this straight. Yes, a little stiff on Thursday morning because I was just recovering from baseball.
And you play field?
I play field.
And
yes.
You play right field because you're right-handed. Is that how that works?
Well, let's be honest. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So I mean, right field is probably the least hit field, yeah. Because most people bat right, not left. So there's less activity sometimes in right field.
So you're like the little kids who sit down and start picking the dandelions?
No, I wish they did but the team we played on Tuesday, if you're a good hitter, you can test fielders to see if they're any good, right? So it was kind of funny because they seemed to there's usually four fielders out there, but on the first game, we had a man short, so we only had three fielders, and it was quite funny because we had to spread out more. And I mean, they make you look silly. They see where you play. They drop one short. You move up. They drop one over your head. And honestly, it was just kind of funny running around. But the interesting thing is, even though I don't maybe react as fast as the other fielders, my throw-ins are quite good. So. Because of my throw-ins, we tagged out two runners. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. I get the ball in quickly when I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your team?
It's a church league, so we're just the Forest City Community Church. Yeah. There's no...
No, like Ramblers you don't get pumped up like the Hurricanes.
No. We just,
The air conditioning guys? No. Nothing like that?
No, it's quite funny, though, because... I was hitting pretty good, but the second game, for some reason, I just kind of lost track of the ball, and the pitcher dropped the first one on the mat, and I went, okay, I kind of know where you are, and then he threw the second one way outside, and then he threw this one, I thought, okay, this is the one, I'm locked in on it. I mean, I went after that thing, it was 6 feet short of the mat, and I almost corkscrewed myself into the ground. Everybody behind me was, Gibby, like, what are you doing, man? Like, that's and so I start laughing. I look at the pitcher. I said, what was that? Was that like 6 feet short of the mat? He just shaking his head, yeah. And I said, well, that's embarrassing. So I was laughing so hard, he dropped the next one on the mat, struck out, and into the bench I went. But it was quite funny.
Yeah? Hey, do you need glasses, maybe?
No, I don't.
Little glasses? I'd like to give you my cheaters to
take out. I don't really need glasses, no. But it was, when you're out there playing, it's great. And then, you know, it's like curling. The first time you curl, 2 days, it's not, the first day is fine, but the second day, for some reason, your muscles go, okay, I'm going to lock up on you now. Yeah. So just getting out of the car on Thursday morning was a little bit more difficult than it usually is, yes.
Well, that was like me after playing 18 holes of golf
right?
Sunday.
Yeah, you know? Walking. Yeah, yeah, walking at 18. Yeah, exactly.
I went to a board meeting at night, and then I went to get up, and I thought, I am 100 years old here.
It's true.
But Monday was okay. But
yeah, but it was good. It was good to play, and we're golfing tomorrow in our league.
Yep.
And it's, is it Mother's Day this weekend?
Yes.
Well, so we need to make a shout out to all the mothers.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mom Day, Mom.
Yes. So, Joyce, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. So we'll either before, I think I tee off too early, so it might be after I will drop over.
Oh, you'll drop over, yes. Yeah,
if I can still walk.
Right. Oh, yeah, because you're playing 18. I'm only playing 9. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd better get some 18s in so I have some extra scores.
Ah, okay. And you've got that new app now I showed you, right?
Yep, I'm going to try that. We'll see how that works.
You'll like it. So you just make sure you turn the GPS on, and that is your tracker, so you'll know exactly.
You'll have to show me how to turn the GPS on.
Okay, you know exactly how far you are from the pin. It's good.
And it was funny. I was at the Knights game in my spot, and I looked behind, and, of course, Jeff Brown, or Don Brown Appliance, who worked beside us.
Yeah.
I looked over and went, wow, that's his daughter.
Oh.
And she had her son there.
Wow.
And then another two people sat down. I looked and went, that's Krista, who I coached in soccer.
Oh, is that right?
And she's got her daughter there. And I'm going, okay, this is getting, how do these two people know each other? And then, of course, they're, hey, how are you? And we're talking. And then I'm going, so how do you know her? And she and Jeff's daughter moved to Belmont.
Okay.
And then, of course, Krista grew up in Belmont, and so we had. But it's funny to see kids you coached in soccer that were like, you know, 8, 10, 12, and now they've married, have kids. I saw one on one of those big electronic billboards. It's a real estate person, and I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm getting old when you start seeing all that.
So. Okay. That's funny.
Now, we always talk about our tune-ups are different. And a lot of our customers are seeing that. They've had a company out that spends 15 minutes and gone. So what are we doing that makes it different when we come out to tune up your air conditioner?
Well, I mean, you'll see that our guys will, on the outdoor unit, they're going to actually pull it apart. So they typically take the panels off. Sometimes they take the top right off it as well, because they want to get all the crap out of the bottom of that air conditioner, because that's where the drainage holes are. So if you can't get that out, then it just kind of turns into a mucky mess down there, and you know, water will lay around, and water laying around is never a good thing for anything. So they'll take that. They typically take it apart, take the panels apart, and then they do a really good job cleaning the outside. They check contactors to make sure that they're free. They're not, if they're pitted, they'll look at those, and they may make recommendations for a new contactor. They check the capacitor inside that unit to make sure that it's got the proper current. If your capacitor is not running within tolerances, it's going to fail, and so they'll make sure that they bring that to your attention. So you may want to replace that contact or that capacitor. And then once, you know, then they go inside as well, and they really have to examine the evaporator coil, so the inside part of the air conditioner. So they have to make sure that it's clean and that it's functioning properly. And they do, they'll test what they call subcool and then superheat. All those things mean something in the refrigeration world. So they check those as well, just to make sure that your air conditioner is providing the right amount of cooling. And they can do that by using charts and digital sling psychrometers, so the temperature outside, they need to know the dry bulb, wet bulb, and the humidity, and then they can look at a chart and they can figure out exactly what that air conditioner on today's temperature outside, what it should be producing in indoor temperature. So they figure all that out, and then they can really see that the air conditioner is working properly, and that takes time. So they're not in there for 15 minutes. They're in there for, you know, 45 to do an air conditioner. So, I mean, we do that on every single air conditioner maintenance.
And you know, customers appreciate it when they see how much effort we put into it versus somebody who comes in. And so, you know, when the price is half of ours, or, you know, and you're thinking, well how can it must be a deal. And it really isn't a deal. They're just not doing their job. And,
right.
And units are going to rust out, and they're going to hold the moisture in the pine needles. And it just becomes a real mess in there, and then ends up, you know, getting a Freon leak or whatever at that point.
So that's the importance. And so and the same tender, loving care we show air conditioners, we do to furnaces as well. So it's not just air conditioners. Your furnace needs the same kind of detailed care as well.
Well, we haven't heard from Vanessa very much, so we're going to bring her in for the next segment with you. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm Steve Gilbert, and Peter left. So
bye, Peter.
He
Guess
left.
Guess who it is.
Yes, it's Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Steve.
How's your day today so far?
It's good. How about you?
Good. I mean, it's great. I mean, sun's shining.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still recovering a little bit from the unfortunate break-in we had. But
oh, the break-in.
Yeah.
Boo.
It is boo. So, yeah. But other than that, things are going well. Just interested in what's been happening with you lately.
What's happening with me?
You got a new roof.
I got a new roof. Thank you, Elgin Roofing. Thank you, Lock Insurance.
There you go. So it was an insurance thing.
Yeah, that April 1st, it was no joke. No fool's day.
Yeah.
And that huge windstorm.
Yeah.
I almost got carried away. I was so scared.
Did Phil hold you down?
No, Phil wasn't home. Me and three dogs, we were freaking out. I was like Dorothy with three dogs.
Yeah.
Running to the basement.
Yeah.
Shingles were flying everywhere.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Anyway, so you got your new roof done. That's awesome.
I did. It looks
okay.
Great.
Looks good. Okay. Yeah. So, look, you're going to be staying in that house for a bit then.
Oh, I think for life.
Okay.
I think 40 years that roof is going to be good, so.
You got 40 years left in you?
Oh, yeah. I'm young. Just a baby.
Okay. All right. Also, just we've been getting some calls. You know, the weather turns.
Yes.
And the phone starts ringing.
Yep. Today, it will. Yeah. After today, going to be 28, I think, today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so the weather's changing, right? So
get those air conditioners on.
Yes.
I don't like saying no.
Right.
Get it on right now.
Yeah, turn it on and just check it out. And so people have some, you know, people have some options. They can just have a service done. But really, some people call for tune-ups when they know their air conditioner is not working.
Right.
And that's not so good.
No, that's silly.
Yeah.
Oh, silly friends.
So if the air conditioner really isn't working, you should just say that it's not working, right?
That's right. I can't get it on. It's not pushing air. I don't feel cold air.
Right.
Just be honest, because it's going to cost you more if you...
Yeah, if you say I want a tune-up and you know it's not working, then they're going to get out there and they're going to go, well, this doesn't need a tune-up. This needs a service call.
Right.
And that changes everything. It changes time on the board. They may not be able to fix it. If they knew that you were going to go in and actually, because it wasn't working, they're more prepared for that. So they're looking for different things than they're just going to go on a tune-up, right?
Right. Well, and you're right about time, because the way that I dispatch them, I know how long a tune-up takes. But when it comes to no cool or repair, I'm going to allow for that time.
Right. So if there's just a tune-up And we have a new maintenance tech out there. So if we were to send him to a situation where it's a broken air conditioner, yes, and you say a tune-up, he may not. You're just going to get delayed because he's going to need a different service tech to come and look at it at that point in time. So you're not doing yourselves any favor by thinking I'm just going to get a tune-up and they'll fix it while it's there, because that's not the case. It actually complicates things for them.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, let's make sure everybody understands.
Yeah. And so what else is going on?
I don't know. I keep watching Peter walk back and forth. He can't find that paper I left. He's distracting me.
I don't know.
Yeah. He looked in all the places, Steve. He did.
It was right on the desk.
I know.
Okay. Well, I guess he shouldn't have walked away from you when you were setting that down for him.
I tried to chase him.
Yeah. Oh, well. Now, you're not... So, I mean, we had a little celebratory dance in here this morning.
We did. Leafs won.
Yeah. But,
I don't know.
But,
I'm not...
But you're not a hockey fan, so...
I'm a zero sports fan. No sports, thank you.
But you did enjoy Dean's happy dance.
Yes. Wasn't it good? I actually was thinking, he can actually dance.
Yeah, the man's got some moves, right?
Why aren't we having dance parties like every Thursday, new rule.
Right?
Dance party Thursday.
Yeah, so I don't know, Lisa. I don't know if you've seen Dean and his moves, Lisa, man, but yeah, Dean can move.
Lisa, I should have videotaped it.
That's right, because you could have put that on the website, right? Because that would have been perfect.
Maybe he'll do a redo.
But you have to kind of get him to play that song again, and
he just got all loosey goosey all of a sudden.
Oh yeah, he did.
Right? Like
yes.
At first he was just like joking, but then all of a sudden like some moves came out. Like I don't know, there was the robot or something happened.
Yes.
I don't
know. But it was really quite good. So. Yeah, and that would have been great to share because, you know, we could put that on our Facebook page and our Instagram just so that people see that, even, you know, we have fun every now and then. It's not all, you know, wrong.
We do. I said that to my sister this morning when I was talking to her on the phone, that the best part of my day is how much we laugh sometimes. Like, we do a lot of work, but there are just moments where somebody says something or does something and the giggles start.
Yeah, it can be quite funny.
It is. Yeah, it's good. We're a good team.
Murray and his soup. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Murr. He's going on vacation.
He is next week. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, how are we for, you know, we've gone through an awful lot of maintenances and because of planned customers that we have, and we're doing their maintenances now. But if someone were to call in today for an emergency, no cool, like, what are we talking?
Yeah, they'll get in today.
Okay. So we have availability and we have capacity.
Yep.
What you try to do, you manage, because you manage the dispatch.
Yep.
You try to leave spots when you know the weather's getting warmer.
Yep. As soon as it's hot 2 days in a row, I make sure there's spots.
Right.
So we can get you in. Even if we can't get you in, I'll get you in.
Is that right?
Yep. Okay. Remember, I work well on chocolate.
Oh,
no, I'm teasing.
So if you really want to get in quickly, then you need to just slip by the store and just drop some chocolate off to Vanessa.
That's for Peter, actually.
Yeah, because you two, I mean, the sales staff, we get to peel out of here every now and then, but you and Peter are here all the time. So
we're the office staff, and this weekend, I think Peter's on call, but if it gets to, you know, as we get warm,
the first few days, are you
on call?
I'm on call this weekend.
Yeah, and I'll help out on the phones if it gets.
Yeah, if it gets hot.
Sometimes it does. Like, remember, we can get lots of phone calls if it's starting to get hot. So.
And it happens quickly. So, yeah,
it
and
sure does.
We try to respond quickly, and we try to get to people as quickly as we can. We even, I mean, my last on-call cycle, I had, two or three appointments on a Saturday and one on a Sunday. So,
isn't that crazy? Yeah. No, we're here to help.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so we're trying to make it easy for you. We don't want you to worry about having someone come to your home. So we really like to respond as quickly as possible to get your things looked after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm allowed to say this, but you know, when people are hot, they think they're going to die, but they're not. So we try and get there. We don't want you to think you're going to die.
Well, no, it's it's interesting. People have less tolerance in the heat than they do when they lose their furnace. Because it's harder to get cool than it is to get warm. So I understand, and we really do our best to get our guys out there quickly, just so that we can get things looked after for you. Yeah. And our guys are great. You know, they'll call you and talk to you and hopefully put you at ease and make sure that things are good. And if you get the really bad news and you need to see me, I hopefully try to make it easy for you too. And just, you know, consult with you and just see what we can do for you.
That's right. Yeah. And get you an air conditioner next week or a heat pump. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, thank you. Sorry for, you know, we just surprised you and said you're on the air. So thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yep. When we're not in the radio, though, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And to listen to this show or any of our other shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of our homepage. And as we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Bye from Inch. Life's a cinch. We will see you next week.
Bye.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.